Welcome back to Public Address Radio on Radio Live. It's been quite a year for the controversial environmental action group Sea Shepherd Conservation Society. First, a confrontation with a Japanese whaling ship in the Antarctic left their vessel, the Ardi Jill, damaged beyond repair. Then, after the boat's skipper, Pete Bethune, boarded the Japanese ship to try and make a citizen's arrest, he himself was apprehended and shipped back to Japan, where he faces trial for trespass. We're joined now by Sea Shepherd's National Coordinator, Bill Taylor. Bill, obviously it's been an eventful year for the organisation. Where's Sea Shepherd at right now?
We're concerned about Pete, as you might imagine. The whale campaign in the Southern Ocean has ended, but whale wars continue in New Zealand as the Prime Minister and others come up with a modest proposal to basically terminate whales. I reckon that it's a new approach to end the species.
Really, that strong? So you're not at all buying the argument that it's the least worst option, which is the argument the government's making?
Well, basically, what we're doing is we're handing over quotas to politicians, and that doesn't work. We know that.
Do you think that, I mean, any of our politicians, though, that, or Geoffrey Palmer, who's representing New Zealand, really want to see the end of whales, that is their motivation?
Well, he may personally want to do that. I haven't spoken to Sir Geoffrey about this, but to back the national government's plan, and it does appear that this was John Key's idea, seems to me rather unfortunate. Because the Japanese whalers are, those harpoon ships are killing machines, and they are not going to be satisfied with a diminishing quota, because basically we're dealing with the criminal element in Japanese society. See, there's a lot of things that the average person doesn't understand about Japan. They just think that it's the Japanese and the Japanese culture that is saying, oh, well, we like to eat whale. Well, the reality is quite different. The reality is that this is a commercial operation, that it's Yakuza controlled, and Yakuza is everywhere in Japanese society. It's from the very top to the very bottom, and it's considered basically inseparable. So you have a situation where we're up against essentially a Japanese mafia, and that, I can tell you, is what Sea Shepherd is going to be up against when they go to the Med for the bluefin tuna. They'll be there in May.
See, I mean, you'll be aware, obviously, that Greenpeace, an organisation with which you have some rivalry, takes a slightly different approach to Japan and seeks to win hearts and minds of Japanese. You don't even attempt that, do you?
Well, no. It's like we're not into bearing witnesses and making origami whales, because that hasn't saved a single whale that I'm aware of. We're into actual direct action and doing something to protect what's left of the whales.
What does direct action involve? Because it has involved actually ramming fishing and whaling boats in the past, hasn't it?
Yeah, it has, and it probably will in the future.
And some people might see there's an irony in Pete Bethune climbing on board the Maru to try and make a citizen's arrest when you have deliberately rammed ships in the past.
There was reckless action in this case. We don't want to necessarily compare apples and oranges. I mean, if we want to talk about the specific incidents involved here, the skipper of the Japanese whaler, from the visible evidence, in other words, we have four different angles that this was filmed from, and so we have almost a stereoscopic view of what happened. And it's quite evident that the skipper turned from 340 degrees through to 60 degrees in a very rapid turn. And it was very cunning of them, by the way, because you could see that the shift listed hard when it turned. And so they changed the camera angle on the Japanese footage that was sent here. But there was footage taken off the Bob Barker and the Ardi Jill by the Animal Planet photographer. And so when you time sync those, you get a very clear picture of what happened, and it was a deliberate incident that could have cost us the lives of six people. It was just plain lucky.
But you've said yourself that you've also deliberately rammed Japanese vessels, correct?
Well,
so, I mean, I suppose what the question is what's the distinction? Why is one thing result in a citizen's arrest and one thing's a legitimate form of action?
Well, in the situations where Sea Shepherd has been involved in ramming, there has been no loss of life. There has been no injuries over 33 years of doing this. We've got a perfectly clean record.
So you practice safe ramming?
Yes, there is a difference. We practice safe sinking as well. In other words, we've sunk ships in Icelandic harbors, and no one's been aboard. But it's cost them a season of whaling. We feel that the life of the whales is no less important than the lives of the humans that are engaged in hunting them.
Where do you stand on indigenous whaling? Because, I mean, that's often seen as a legitimate exclusion to the whaling moratorium. And
not really. It really depends on what the use will be put to the whale, and how it's taken, and there are some instances where it's legit, and there are some instances where it's simply not on. So there are lines that are drawn on indigenous
whaling. And you draw those lines as well?
Draw those lines. Yeah.
So what's the underlying principle, I suppose, then? You know, you're saying killing whales is okay some of the time? It's never okay,
What we're saying is that let's look at the larger picture, okay? We've got an environment that is absolutely going to the pack. And we've got oceans that are dying. We've got Japanese criminals that are contributing to the death of the oceans. We want to stop that. And it's the same kind of people who don't care whether they are poor Patagonian fishermen after toothfish down in the Southern Ocean or whether they're Somali fishermen or whatever. The difference between the Japanese and those are that the Japanese are wealthy and they can afford to get away with this and they can afford to go down there and spend waste millions of dollars, because last year and this year we cost them about 500 whales. And that means that their trip was uneconomic. And that's what we care about.
And that's Bill Watson, National Coordinator of the Sea Shepherds. Coming up after the break, her make-believe band.